Menachos Perkvav Mishnah Dalet 6:4. The Mishnah now turns to the subject of psisa, the breaking up of the loaves of bread, prior to essentially what becomes yitzika, the pouring the last bit of oil, and the taking of the komets. Now, the first sentence of the Mishnah is trying to address which of the menachos are obligated to have psisa done to them. And it says, Kol menachos ha-na'asos b'chli, all of the menachos which are made entirely in a kli sharis, those to unos psisa, they require breaking into pieces prior to the kamitza. Now, this is a little misleading because this sentence doesn't mean quite what it meant in the previous Mishnah. What it means is there are certain menachos which are made in a tanur, in the oven, which is not considered to be a kli sharis, according to this Tana, and those are exempt from psisa, namely the lechem hapanim, those 12 showbreads, and the shtei halechem, the two loaves that are weighed on shavuos, those don't need psisa. But essentially, all the other menachos do need psisa. So therefore, the Mishnah is a little bit oblique in how it's speaking here, not quite saying precisely what it means necessarily. And the Mishnah goes on now to discuss how that process is done. Now, the pasuk says, pasos osa pitim, break it up into pieces. So the understanding there is that's referring to breaking it up, and then a second time into pitim. So you basically take the loaf of bread, or cracker, whatever it is, pancake, you fold it in half, and then you fold it a second time, so into quarters, essentially. Okay, if it's brittle, of course, it'll break into bits and pieces. If it's like a pancake and it's made out of a batter, like the Rambam learns, for example, you know, and so then, in some of them, so then, namely the marcheshes, so then it may not actually break, it might fold, but not actually tear along the seams. So you'd have a separate technical, you know, logistical issue of it not being broken up. You'd have to break it up furthermore. Now, there are a number of different approaches in the Mefarshim here exactly how to read this Mishnah. Let me first read it to you and translate it to you, and then I'll go through the different explanations of what's happening. So the Mishnah says, Mincha Yisrael, Minchas Yisrael, a mincha brought by Yisrael, meaning as opposed to a male Kohen, Kofel Echa L'Shnaim, you fold it, a loaf in half, Ushnaim L'Arba, and the two you fold again into quarters, Umavdil, and then if it hasn't broken like along the seams, so to speak, then you'll actually tear it apart, so you have smaller pieces. Minchas Kohanim, if the minchas is brought by a Kohen, Kofel Echa L'Shnaim, Ushnaim L'Arba, you have to do psisa, so you'd break it up twice by folding and folding again. Veino mavdil, but no need to actually break it if it didn't actually break, because psisa, the essence of psisa is the folding part of it, not the tearing apart part of it. And if you're not going to be taking a kometz, which is the case when it comes to a minchas Yisrael, a minchas kohanim, so then, since the kohen's minchas entirely burned, you don't have to take a kometz of it, so therefore, no need to actually separate it if it didn't break when you folded it into quarters. Minchas Kohen HaMashiach, as far as the Chavit and the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol brings every day, Lo Haya Mechapla, there's no need to fold it at all. Okay, it's those 12 loaves, half and half, half of bread in the morning, half in the afternoon, but no, there's no folding required for that, and there's no komets done either. Now, Reb Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Behem Psisa, there's no folding that goes to any Kohen or Kohen Gadol's Mincha, the Kohen Gadol being, he's a force of Kohen, anyways, they're talking about the Chavitin, because there's not going to be a requirement to take a kometz from those. Anytime you don't need to do kometza, then you don't need to do psisa. They go hand in hand. It's more like a practical thing. Because Rabbi Shimon essentially is darshing time and dekra. He's saying there's a rationale here. The psisa is like sort of to do a reason. He gives a reason for it, which is to get the pieces, to do kometza. Chacham disagree that they don't describe, you know, reasons to psukim necessarily. The psukim say break it, so Chazal say break it, regardless of whether it's a kamitza. And the halacha would be the chachamim on that, meaning we are going to be folding the Kohen's mincha. Further says the Mishnah, v'chulan kazesim, and they are all a kazayas in size. Now, there are two ways to understand what this is talking about. One approach is that this is the second thing that Rabbi Shimon is saying. Rabbi Shimon is saying, number one, if it's not going to have a koma taken from it, there's no need to do any psisa whatsoever. And number two, when there is a requirement to do psisa, so a quarter is not enough. You have to break it down to kazayas size pieces. That's one approach. The other approach is, v'chulin kazesim is the tanakam, the chacham speaking, and they're saying, when you fold it, you have to fold it down to kazayas in size. Now, the Bar Tanura learns, like how the Rambam learns in the Perash Mishnayos, which is that this is a general statement going to the Tanakhama, but he learns that the picture of what to draw, how to imagine this, is different. According to the Bar Tanura, like the Perash Mishnayos, the Rambam, first you break the pieces of the mincha to a kazayas in size, and then you take those kazayas and the small pieces and you divide them into quarters. So the psisa happens after it's already kazayas, not before. Although the Rambam does say that in the Perash Mishnayos, the Rambam does not say that in the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, he goes lahalacha that you divide it into quarters without the kazayas element, and then those should be small enough ready to take a kazayas from a komitz from there. So there's no need to break into further tiny pieces if it doesn't go that small and to kazayas in size. And lechora, that will be the din. Okay, so that would be lahalacha, would just be you divide into quarters. If it's going to be how komitz brought, you have to be mavdil. You'll take a komitz from that. And if the komitz is too big, like if the, I should say, the what comes in your hand is like too big because it's a big piece of, you know, bread, whatever it is, then the kohen would use his thumb and pinky to scrape away the excess. So what's left behind just fits within the three middle fingers, or can the Rambam, actually it's four middle fingers, four fingers, I should say. And that would be the komitz.